A company that wants to store its carbon emissions underground has laid out $3 million in potential benefits for Vigo and Vermilion counties. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the plans don't include the one thing many concerned residents want: protection should something go awry.
Wabash Valley Resources benefit agreements include a fund to support charities and environmental efforts, preparing coal workers for new jobs, and upgrading roads near the injection sites. Company officials say local first responders would also be trained to handle spills of anhydrous ammonia, the fertilizer Wabash Valley plans to make. But that doesn't comfort residents like Susan Stroll Koss, who are concerned about the potential for pipeline leaks and earthquakes and that the CO2 could migrate.
We need monitoring. We need alarms for the school. We need a plan in place if something happens.
The company says it isn't required to put forth these benefit plans, but Wabash Valley does need a community benefits plan to receive grant funding through the U.S. Department of Energy through either the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law or the Inflation Reduction Act. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Vigo County plans to take comment on its agreement until July 8th at noon.